Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Jumping right back into things here on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. Damn glad to have you on a Monday. Going to be a scorcher out there. Feels like a good, like, sub sandwich night.
Oh, if that's the type of too hot to cook type of night. Yeah. So listen to this. I'm going to run this by you. Tell me if I'm wrong. Last night we went out for some Thai food for Father's Day, right? And everybody had rice left over. So I packed up all the rice. I'm like, fried rice. Got to use the leftover rice from the Thai restaurant as the fried rice.
Okay.
No?
I'm okay with it. Yeah. As everybody ate out of all, but you're all family.
Yeah, we're all family. Who cares? It's the kids to be on the hot, yeah, you know.
Our old PD John was at the BMA.
Yeah.
And he went and he asked me, he goes, what do you want to drink? And I was like, oh, just a Miller Lite. Oh, okay.
That's a good John. I mean, like that right there, that was a really good John.
And of course, he had to drink like the IPA.
Right.
And I go,
well, he's put on a few pounds.
And I said, let me see that. I go, you mind if I try it? And he goes, yeah, I don't, sure. And I took it and I took a swig. He goes, oh, he goes, normally people just smell it and they say, oh, yeah, that's a good beer. I guess you went all in. And he like took the river out.
Of course he did.
So funny. But no, it was a good weekend. Hope you had a good Father's Day weekend with your dad, yourself, and all your kids.
Yeah.
JJ Spahn had one hell of a Father's Day weekend as well. But
boy, I'll tell you, did you hear his day yesterday?
Oh, yeah. We'll get to it in one word.
Take it away, Mac.
One word, huh?
Yes, here in about 10 minutes, we'll get to one word.
We got to talk of Chiefs. We got to get a question.
We got 81 days.
Hunk of burning love. Will anybody on the Chiefs fall as good as Jerry Anselmo fell the other night at Dancing with the Stars?
Oh, I wish I would have seen that.
I can show it to you.
Yeah, Send me the video.
Please.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, all I've seen is Jen's dance, which was just fantastic. No wonder she won best performance.
Yeah. I mean, how good was that backflip, right?
Seriously, dude. That was awesome.
Yeah.
81 days, 83 days till our first Sunday, 80 days till the first game, Cowboys-Eagles. But
no, the NFL isn't recognizing it. I'm going to continue to say that. The first game they recognize is the Chiefs game.
So today I ask you my burning Chiefs question 81 days out until we're finally back to our wonderful football. Who's the most underrated player of this Chiefs dynasty?
Okay, I'm going to go first with this one.
Great.
And I'll see how you guys react. Frank Clark.
What, he was there for two of them?
Yeah.
Three total?
He brought some of that swagger back to the team. He was getting after it. And in that first Super Bowl run when he was here, like, that dude was making plays in every game to finish games off. He was outstanding in that first run to the Super Bowl. He was great. Like, he was fantastic. So, for me, I don't think Frank Clark's ever going to get the love that Frank Clark deserves for coming in here quick, you know, hit it and quit it type of guy, but gave us what we needed at that time. So, I'm going to go with Frank Clark on mine.
I'm going to get roasted for this.
All right.
I'm sure. But hear me out. Harrison Butker.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
I know that you might have opinions about who he is as a person, but as a player is who I'm talking about. The 13-second game doesn't happen if he pipes that 40-plus yard field goal. He hit, you know, the record-breaking longest field goal in Super Bowl history. And then there's just been times where you've watched teams that you played, like San Francisco, who drafted that kid out of Michigan, who had not missed a field goal the entire year and missed an extra point. That screwed them into losing that Super Bowl than you think. And I think for a lot of times, I look at Harrison Butker a lot like I look at Wade Davis. He's not Hosmer. He's not Moose. He's not Salvi. He's not Kendrys Morales. He doesn't move the needle for a lot of people. But Wade Davis, at the end of the day, was your closer. He was a guy that you could just be like, oh, 17's going out there, two middle fingers, see you later. We only have to go 40 yards with Mahomes' arm and Butker's leg. Again, I know there's people that you watch your games with that will say that, but it's so undervalued how consistent he's been during this dynasty. Now the best field goal kicker in the game. I don't know if we consider him as clutch of a player in this dynasty that most people, because again, You go back to the Royals analogy with Wade Davis. Hosmer, Moose, Kane, Salvi, all those guys. Chiefs, Mahomes, Kelsey, Jones, McDuffie, Bolton, guys like that. And then it's like, well, what about Butker? Mm-hmm. We're not here without him.
No, I don't think you're wrong at all.
No.
And I'll go one step further, and I'll say this. Harrison Butker, when it's all said and done, quite possibly may be the best athlete at his job in Kansas City sports history.
Mm-hmm. Mac?
I don't know about that, but he's amazing. He's incredible.
Who's better at what they do
than Mahomes?
No, he's not. No, he's not. He's not better than what Harrison Butker does. Harrison Butker is almost perfect.
I mean, Mahomes' moments outweigh Butker's because of, you know, the probability of, you know, hitting a 60-yard pass down the field with two guys on a guy is probably a lot harder to do than hit a 40-yard field.
I don't know, man.
From a physical standpoint, I could see where you're coming from, but like,
the guy's like 80% on field goals.
But how many kickers have we seen make the – Vinatieri did it.
But how many kickers do we see miss and you have to sweat it out? It's like having a bad closer. You know?
Who's getting them in that position to kick the field goal?
Right, and not only that, but like how many quarterbacks have we seen, you know, in those situations just absolutely have no life, no sort of anything. And with Mahomes, you're like – I mean, look, again – you're a dynasty for this reason because you have one of the best kickers of all time in the NFL and one of the best quarterbacks all time in the NFL. And you parlay that together. That's a match made in heaven. That's like having a starting rotation. You can go three runs allowed, maybe not, maybe less. And you can give it to your closer in the ninth inning. And there's, you know, it one doesn't survive without the other. Mahomes doesn't put Butker in the situation, and Butker doesn't give Mahomes the opportunity to be the hero without making the kick.
Right.
Mahomes doesn't give Butker the opportunity without making the throw.
How many games is Mahomes not a hero, and if Butker misses those field goals, too?
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think, look, man, we've seen kickers in the NFL come and go, and we're lucky. I mean, fortunate that
but
we got
this guy.
But the
answer to your take is Mahomes, for sure. I mean, look how many years Alex Smith was there. We're like, man, if we just had a guy.
Yeah.
And Butker was there with Alex Smith.
Yes.
And you look at, you know, Mahomes, you're like, now we got the guy. Now Butker's like, huh, yeah, we got the guy. Like,
no pressure for me.
Yeah. Right.
No, there's a lot of pressure on him because if you miss kicks, then you blow Mahomes' legacy.
you're going to get a good opportunity every time.
Yeah, whereas he's hitting the 35-yarder for the game winner instead of being like, hey, man, you got to go hit this 45-yarder for a winner.
Yeah.
Glad I have Mahomes.
But he still hits them every time. 80,000 fans watching you.
Yeah,
I mean, it's tough to do what he does.
Yeah, and I think he's a good answer because we do take it for granted, right? We've seen, you know, you mentioned the overtime PAT or against the 49ers. Of course, Tyler Bass. In the playoffs a couple years ago. I mean, kickers miss all the time. Yeah,
I mean, we still talk about Lynn Elliott, for God's sakes.
Yes.
I mean, so.
I was there. First Chiefs game ever.
Oh, it's a bad
playoff
beat.
Loss.
It's a bad beat.
I've just been a curse my entire life.
Jerick McKinnon would be my answer. Best pass blocker running back that we've had in this dynasty. He could get it done in the run game.
Did he hang out with Mitch Holthus this weekend?
No, that was Samaje Perine that he loves.
I love Perine too. But yeah, on a third and
so
five.
So you did hang out with Mitch this weekend.
Yeah,
nice.
Of course, me and Mitch. McKinnon out in the flat was just breaking tackles. He was always there for when you needed it. Injuries in the running back room, you knew McKinnon would step up. The latter half of the season, there'd always be a touchdown frenzy for McKinnon. Wow, McKinnon scored five straight games.
Yeah, that one year where he scored in like eight games in a row or something crazy like that. Like, damn.
I think that's my answer, and I think if I were to get spicy, I'd say Bob Sutton.
Give me more on that.
I don't think this dynasty happens if he doesn't get fired.
Okay.
And I think that's extremely underrated.
Oh, so it's the reverse effect.
It's the kind of the spicy hot take Bob Sutton thing. But yeah, I think if you're just going players, I think McKinnon just didn't get talked about a lot.
But see, the Chiefs did it right when they fired Bob Sutton. They fired everybody else on defense too. It wasn't like firing the hitting coach and now go do something different, right?
No, they cleaned house.
Yeah, like that worm with the stick, like do something different. Like, yeah, they cleaned house, right? And that's kind of what you have to do. If you're going to throw the coach out, you've got to throw the players out as well if they're not producing. And the Chiefs did that, made a lot of hard decisions that year.
Yeah, I mean, look, you don't get Steve Spagnuolo. So, I mean, it's obvious.
Yep.
Text line number one winner for most underrated player of the dynasty, Nick Bolton. He was a fumble away from winning Super Bowl MVP.
I know.
See a lot of Damian Williams, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like that answer. I love Damian Williams.
Yeah, he doesn't get enough credit either, man.
Text line 913, my son's first game was the 13-second game. Told him it's all downhill from here.
Imagine that being the first NFL game you've ever gone to.
That's the equivalent of like your first time playing golf, you get a hole-in-one. You're like, yep.
No, it's like going to a Royals game and it's the wild card game. Oh. Like that's your first baseball game, right? Or Gordo game one hitting the home run. Great tribute to Alex Gordo over the weekend.
Awesome.
So yeah, the 13-second game, that's your first venture at the Arrowhead. You see that in person.
I think I'm good going to any more games.
I'm done.
Don't or now it. You're the kid that gets brought to every game. Hey, remember when you took Scotty to the game? They won 13 seconds. You got to bring your son.
Maybe the best football game I've ever watched. Yeah, it was incredible. What a way to start your.
I don't know, man. That Super Bowl in overtime against San Francisco. Yeah.
Oh, it's up there.
Damn good too. Like you just can't pick one from this run. That's the thing. It's like they're not boring games. Every game is thrilling.
I think the best game I watched was the one that they didn't win in L.A.
Oh, the 55-54 one. That was unbelievable, man.
54-51. Yep. First time ever a team scored more than 50 points in a loss.
Yeah. I mean,
that was the end of Bob Sutton that game. Right there.
100%.
That was, we were all at Harris for that game because that's when we were doing things. I think it was turn two, the sports bar up there at Harris. So we were doing a watch party and there are hundreds
of people.
I was
barely allowed in the building.
I know that back in those days. Mm-hmm. But the place was packed. It was so much fun watching that game with a group of people just back and forth.
Yeah.
And
not only that, the scene was beautiful. They were in the yellows. We were in the whites, whites. And it was supposed to be played in Mexico City, but Shakira concert messed it up.
That's right.
And then it was just like, there's a touchdown. There's a touchdown. Oh. There's a touchdown. You're like, wait, this is Jared Goff, right? Yes. This is the Rams. And it was, man, that game was awesome. I know they lost,
so
but you just never stopped. It was, then the next day was, well, I just think they scored too quick. I'm like, okay.
Okay, fine. I've never been a score too quick guy. Just get out there and take care of business, man. There's no guarantees you're going to score slower.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
Real quick from the text line, from the 816, my daughter's first game was the Kadarius Toney offsides Bill game. I told her it's all uphill from here. I kid. I added that last part.
That's really good.
Dan Sorensen coming in on underrated player, that dynasty question.
I don't disagree with that. Dan's always going to be that guy, but he saved the day against the Cleveland Browns in the playoffs.
And the Houston Texans.
I would also say an underrated person in the Chiefs dynasty would be that guy with the butthole on his chin that was the coach of the Texans.
Oh, yeah.
Bill O'Brien.
Yeah.
He can blow his nose and wipe his ass at the same time.
Yeah.
Him going for that fake punt, that might have done it.
No,
right there,
I'll
man.
Tell you what did it for him, kicking that field goal to go up 24-0 instead of trying to go up 28-0 at that point.
And then
time.
After going for it on fourth down. So you won't go for it on fourth and inches and field goal, but you're going to go for it on your own
that's
side.
Right. That's right.
Okay, gotcha. All right.
And gone.
And Bill O'Brien now coaching Boston College.
One word on the Royals weekend.
Sad.
Yeah.
Embarrassing.
Yep.
If you're getting booted home, it sucks.
It's rough.
When everybody knows your hitting coach's name, first and last, not good. 0-6 at home against the Yankees and a team that has not even 30 wins in the A's. Got outplayed. And got outscored. It's disappointing, embarrassing, sucks, terrible. Because I love baseball. I love it. I love it. I love it. I'll watch every game. And here we are, at the point of the season where it's an off day and everybody's, glued to, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? Mm-hmm. So.
Lost 22 of 32. It's not just a normal off day. You've lost 22 of your last 32 games. Can't hit to save your life with runners on base. Something's got to give.
Yeah, come to Jesus moment for this team. One word on Alex Gordon Hall of Fame. Friday, inducted.
Emotional. Like, he's up there praising Dayton, which I thought was beautiful. Everybody thought praising Alex was awesome. Hearing everybody's stories about Alex Gordon, how awesome he is. Like, that put a bow on everything, man. That was awesome to see.
Surreal. This I know I'm getting old in life. I tweeted this out. I was at Gordon's debut and I was at Gordon's Hall of Fame induction.
That's wild. Yeah.
That's cool.
April 12th, 2007. He was a debut Royal. And the video they did was, we stopped and watched it and man, the chills. And here's how the video started. Familia's pitch. Here it is. And it shows Gordon swinging and it stopped and it went to black. And then his mom came on the screen and she's like, Alex just always loved baseball. Aww. And it started as a kid. all the way to Nebraska, and then they brought up his home debut, and they showed Gordo sitting there like, gosh, I just can't get the thing out of here. And then the video ends with the crack of the bat and him holding up the finger against I mean, if you're not feeling that, dude.
Yeah, that's
and
a
then,
moment,
and
yeah.
then it was just, and he still got it, dude. Just jacked as all hell.
He looked great.
I mean,
he still looks good.
He looks good. You know,
I see him at the J every once in a while with the kids. He's out there coaching baseball and doing stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know. But that statue is going to look really good at the new stadium in Washington Square Park. I'll tell you, man. Like, the statue of him with the finger up, that's going to be awesome.
That's not 119.
Well, we'll see where it ends up.
Okay.
Maybe it'll be in the Northland.
Okay, U.S. Open yesterday. First, I want to play this J.J. Spahn on you of the clinching putt. He could have had, right, two more putts to make it in to win instead.
No, I think I'll just beat him now.
And then he just does it.
Want to cozy it up. Don't need to make it.
There you
two
go,
putts.
Jim Nance.
Two putts to make it. How about one? And his day didn't start at the tournament. It actually started going to CVS at 3 a.m. because his daughter was throwing up, and it ended with him winning the U.S. Open on Father's Day. It's a pretty dad day, if you ask me. One word on J.J. Spahn winning the U.S. Open.
Pretty cool. Yeah. Like, I've never heard of this guy before. That putt was insane.
That was incredible.
Yeah, Victor Hovland gave him the read.
I mean, my God,
that was
awesome.
It was like, so cool.
Like, when you see athletes do that, that's why you love sports. There's not one of us listening or talking right now that could do that, right? That's why you love sports. When you see guys do things that you know you can never do, that dude yesterday with that putt after being up at 3 a.m. at CVS, good job out of you being a
Heck
dad,
yeah.
man.
It was awesome. It was clutch. It was the word I used is plums. Right, Hovland hit the same shot going in the green, just was a little bit further out. He gave him the putt. He gave him the read. It was still insane. People don't probably get into golf as much as it maybe I do, but it was on there as a stat. He was 5 over through the first 6 holes.
Yesterday on Thursday? Yesterday.
5 over through the first 6 holes. Had one of the most unfortunate shots you'll ever see in golf. Hit the flag stick on the bounce, and it sucked all the way back off the green. And into that crucial rough. And I do think, if I have time to play this,
yep.
Terrell Hatton's response to watching it live while being interviewed was great.
Nice, hold it.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What a putt to win. That's incredible.
What do you think he's feeling right now?
In shock.
Yeah. In shock.
What do you think he's feeling? How the hell do I know? I'm sitting here talking to you.
No, that was great, man. That's what that tournament's all about. That was one of the best U.S. Opens we've ever seen, in my opinion.
Did somebody destroy the clubhouse?
I don't know. I mean, everybody got the hell out of there as soon as they got out of Oakmont. That place was... If you watch the Instagram video, please follow us on Instagram, TheFan965. They asked me my opinion. I said, no red numbers. Lots of frustration, lots of club. You saw Rory throw his club against the bag, and then it like ricocheted back, and he caught it. Rory still doesn't want to talk to the media because he doesn't need to feel like he needs to. That's a whole other topic and another topic.
Did he not talk again?
No, he did.
Wyndham Clark allegedly beat up the locker room.
Oh, yeah. I mean, then they didn't let Sam Burns have a replayable lie. He was like stuck in a puddle of water. That was an issue. The U.S. Open once again wins. The players lose with frustration.
Yeah.
But yeah, $4.3 million putt for one J.J. Spahn on Father's
Good
Day.
Good for him.
Is there a name that corresponds to their sport more than Wyndham Clark?
Walter Pennington.
Walter Pennington, yes. I mean, Wyndham Clark.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, you're a golfer. Yeah, we knew that. Once you came out of the womb and they christened you Wyndham, we knew you were destined to putt. Way to go, Wyndham. Beat up the locker room.
I got two here that I'm choosing in between, but I'm going to go. We already talked about Shohei starting, so I'm going to go with this a little bit more. It's just more fun. One word on this trash fan. This is a Red Sox fan at the Red Sox game. In her gear, every time Aaron Judge goes up to bat, she puts on a Yankee robe. A Yankee Aaron Judge robe.
So she's a Red Sox fan, but when Aaron Judge bats, she roots for Aaron Judge?
Yes.
She's a fraud. Fraud is what I'm going to use. No self-respected Red Sox fan would ever root for anybody on the Yankees, and no self-respecting Yankee fan would ever root for anybody on the Red Sox, just like no respected KU fan would ever root for anybody from Missouri.
Yeah, that's tough. I mean, that'd be like wearing a Chiefs hat, but when Josh Allen's on offense, you like put a Josh Allen jersey on.
Why are you talking about Mac like that?
Come on.
Ew.
Yeah. How about Burrow's hair? One word.
Fake.
Meme.
Is it fake?
Yeah, it's fake.
You think it's AI?
Is it
AI?
Yeah, I looked it up. I went on down a deep dive because Hannah was like, no way, because she's obviously
He looks like he took the high ground. That's an Anakin Skywalker
joke. I don't know what that was.
I don't like sand. Funny. It gets in places and it's gritty, or whatever that line is that he says in that scene.
That sounds like my mother.
You're much better looking in person. Thank you.
Very nice compliment. Thank you.
Well, I'm just gonna, nice geez, to meet you. Mom. He's been here.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
2 minutes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. But no, I mean, it's... You know,
I had one person years ago tell me, and this is when I first started radio, she goes, you sound thinner on the air.
What?
That's not a compliment.
I went to Jen's mom and I just said, do you think I could make it at West Point? She goes, you better believe it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.